Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph. Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, so linhog bizoyon ba'ochen. One cannot show disrespect to the food. Sif Aleph. Oysa adon suacha bepas. A person can do things he needs with bread. Vahani mil, when do we say that? Lo mimis bay, if it doesn't get ruined. Al midi de mimis bay, but if it ruins the bread, lo, then it's also, because that is a bizoyon. Hilchah therefore. You never put raw meat on a piece of bread. You won't eat the bread. And you shouldn't take a full glass and cross over the bread with it, because you might spill over the bread. You're not going to eat the bread. And you don't use it to support a plate. If the plate is full, and what's in the plate is something, when it spills on the bread, you're not going to eat the bread anymore. We don't wash our hands with wine. Whether it's undiluted, or whether it's mixed with water. Even if it's not nitisidayim for eating, because it's a separate problem. We don't throw bread. Again, it's disgraceful to the food. The same way you don't throw bread. You similarly do not throw other foods that will get ruined if you toss them. But if it's something that should not get ruined, kagon egozim rimonim chabushim, like walnuts and pomegranates and quince, sorry, that you can't throw. Mishnah Berurah sifkan alf srochav. You could do whatever you need to do with bread. What's limited to say? Serach tashmi shav. Any possible need, kamoshi yisrael kameh, will explain that shortly. Sifkan beis pass with bread, v'kosh kemishav ochen, and certainly with other foods. Sifkan gimel, avamidi demim is chulu, but if it's going to ruin the bread, you can't. V'afilu b'shav ochen, gamkenas, and with other foods too, if it gets ruined, you can't do it. But let's say I'm doing for medicinal purposes. Shari, that would be permitted, even though the bread gets ruined. We'll talk about this in Simen Shin Chav Ches. And even if it's not for medicine, if it's something the person needs, and it's normal for people to use food for that purpose, it would also be permitted. For this reason, that's why you find in the Gemara, the Halach, you can take wine and sprinkle it on the dirt floor to keep the dust down. And some people will anoint the body with wine or oils. You find it in the Gemara. So, are you ruining the food? This is good food. I could drink it. I can use it. These are acceptable uses. You're not allowed to smash open olives to clean your hands with the liquid that comes out. That strong liquid, clean off scum from the hands. You can't do it. Why not? Because you ruined the olives. If you can have said, oh, you're ruining good food. Sifkan hey, kosmal, don't take a full cup over a loaf of bread or a piece of bread. It's very likely it's going to spill and ruin the bread. You can't support a plate with bread if the plate is full. Also for the same reason, because it's going to spill and ruin the bread. Especially if the bottom of the plate is dirty, just by contact with the bottom of the plate that makes the bread ruined, that's not good. If it's full. But let's say it's not full, and it's not going to spill. Shari lismoch, that's okay to support it. After mishtamish, even though using the bread to support it. The oisa adam kol tzarcha v'pas v'chanak. We began the halacha. You're allowed to use bread for things you need. Voidin demut l'chasas b'kli. You could take a piece of bread to cover a kli, because the bread doesn't get ruined in the process. Sivkan chef, she'ein tzarcha chila. He should not wash his hands with wine, even if it's not for hamotzi. If he's washing to say hamotzi on bread, anyway, it's also kodemei poskim. Ayin simekuf samach sefid beis. Dei netila el b'mayim, because they hold you have to have water for tilas yadayim. Ela af bezeh she'ein tzarcha chila, but here it's not for bread, it's still asur. Why? Shom bizoyin hayayin, it's a disgrace to the wine. Voidin b'shar mashkin asur, and similarly you can't use other liquids either. U'b'shas tachak in case of need, ayin leil b'simekuf samach sefid beis. Look back in simekuf samach, about different shitas when it came to wine at Yesedayim, Be'er loch Hashem, Be'er loch HaDeh Asmon. Siv Katan Tes, Ve'ein Zerk in the past. We don't throw bread, it's Bizoyin Orchim Lavur, but Be'er Seriz, Vashar Peskim. If you look in Be'er Seriz, the person that passed Chashiv, it's famous Shar Orchim Pas, bread is the most Chashiv, more than other foods. over the day also filo lo nimas idezrika. Bread shouldn't be thrown even if it doesn't get ruined in the process. Gonchizorok al gabi mokum like you're throwing on a clean surface. The zilzahu lapas is a bizarre for bread. I read about this famous restaurant where the waiters throw the rolls to the patrons in the restaurant. That's also. We don't do that. The Yiddish Gegen, Yiddish restaurant, there's no throwing the rolls to the patrons at their tables. Sivka and Yud Hanimos Madezrika. We also don't throw other foods if they get ruined in the process. Going to Enim, like figs or kedum or anything like that. Shin Espashtal, called Sarkh, they're fully ripened. Shem Rachim Umismachim Adezrika and Imosim. They're very soft, easily crushed, and when you throw them, they get ruined. Sivka and Yud Afka go in their gozen, but you could throw walnuts. Shame Koshim, they're hard. They don't get crushed. And again, you threw it in a clean place. If not, also a few guys, and you shouldn't throw even walnuts. If you see food on the floor, you can't just walk by. You should pick them up. Unless it's a place we're worried about witch spells. Going kikar sham, if you see a whole loaf, the Gemara says you don't pick it up, you're afraid the witch made a spell. Isa be Gemara, the Gemara says tainas avchav, of huna serve huna holds, Michael odem im achinos lebehema. You don't take food fit for people to give to animals, or birds. And that would be a bizarion for food to give it if it's fit for a person or an animal.
You can't give lettuce to your birds?
If it's fit for a person, don't give it to an animal. On the Beli Rab, mistapik imalok karav huna, because now Beli Rab is not sure he passed like a huna. If you look at Machzah Shekel, Shemit Sadi, he's inclined to say, if he has nothing else to feed them, only food fit for people, then the Kuliyama Mutter, everyone agrees, is permitted. Maybe this is why people give bread to birds. What's the head to give bread to birds? Maybe Shad is, you have nothing else to give them. But if you had bird feed, don't give them bread. Don't give people food to animals. That's considered a bizarre. Se'if beis lo yeshev adam al gabe kupa maleya te'enim ugargars. A person should not sit on a box filled with figs, dried figs. Aval yoshev hu al igol shel devela, but he could sit on a round of packed dates, al kupa maleya kitnios, or a box full of beans. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah of Kanya Beis. Kupa Maleya Te'enim. You should not sit on this kupa of figs. Davka Bekupa Shalat Sarim. We're discussing here a basket of wicker. She nechpefes. It'll bend. V'ochlim ismachem v'nimasim. So the food inside gets crushed and ruined if you sit on it. Aval shel eitz shari. But if it was a wooden crate filled with figs, you could sit in there because the crate's not going to bend and the figs are still protected. But if it's packed dates, that's not a problem. Shame koshim, they're hard. And it doesn't get mushed. Sifkan yud dal kidneys, or if it was filled with beans. Sha'af sha'kupa hi minitzam, even if the basket is wicker, ha'kidneys ba'atzvam koshim. The beans are hard and they are not damaged by sitting on them. Siv gimel. Mutar lechol daiso bepas v'mokom kaf. It's mutter to eat daisa with bread instead of a spoon. What's daisa? Perish hachita haniklefes umvashelis. Pearled and cooked wheat kernels. The hull has been removed. It's cooked. Basically a hot cereal. You can eat that using bread in place of a spoon. Vushayorchalapas achach, provided you'll eat the bread at the end. Famadaktikim, those who are careful, oichlim b'chol pam shmachnisim toch piyam atmen apas ima daisa. Each time they scoop up some daisa with the bread, they make a point of eating some of the bread with the cooked grain. The Amor says, v'anishim apas achach, and whatever is left from the bread afterwards, oichlin osa. They eat it. Mishnah Berurah, sifkaton tesva. Malkum kaf. They don't have a spoon, so they're using bread. Mishum de oisa adun tzracha b'pas. We learned before, you can use bread for a purpose. Hechad lo mimis, provide the bread doesn't get ruined. V'chana like we said before. V'hacha lo mimis lo adam hazeh ba'atzmo. In this case, it is not ruined for this man himself. She'achal bo'hadayis, that he's eating the grain with the bread. Sivkan design, but who's yochul? But he has to eat the bread. To the Adam Achem Mimis. Now someone else won't eat it. For him it's disgusting. If he could have said Ochlin, it would be ruined. So you can't assume someone else will eat it. He has to eat it himself. Sivkan design, Vamadakti Mikhul, people who are careful will eat with every bite. Shechoishin lehishtam eshmaisa eats ba'ochen. They don't want to use food like a piece of wood. Tibizuhu, that alone is a bizoin. Lachin oichlin b'chol pam atman apas. Therefore, with every spoonful, they will take some of the bread too. Tinir kilu bolalaf is a pas. It looks like it's accompanying the bread. Sifkoin yuches, achakach oichlin oso. And whatever's left, he eats up. Again, lachirbhu nimas v'chinal. Because anyone else will be disgusted by it. He's got to finish it himself. So the bottom line is he has to eat the bread. So people make these bowls out of rye bread and fill it with soup. And to my knowledge, the bread's tossed afterwards. That's a problem. You don't make bread into a bowl for soup and throw it. If you're going to tell me you'll eat all the bread, fine. Then ois and socha b'pas, and you eat it up. But I think most of the time they don't. I think most of the time it's just discarded. Well, that's a bizoyin of oichel.
If it's meant to be eaten, but guy's just too full from eating the soup, is that a problem? Because, honestly, I'll eat it.
The majority of when I've seen it or heard about it, it's tossed. Most of it is tossed. And that's mash bizoin. Bizoin oichel. Se'if dalet. Mamshichin yayin b'tzinoiris lefnechos and v'chala. You could pour wine to flow in pipes in front of the chos and v'chala. V'ushi kablena b'kli b'fiyatsira, provided there's a container catching the wine at the end of this pipe. V'zorik and lifneim kalayos ve'egoizin v'asacham mash'em nemosim. And in the summertime, you can throw in front of them wheat kernels and nuts because they don't get ruined. Avalov v'masakasham, but not in the winter. V'neshen nemosim, because then the kernels of grain and the nuts get ruined. Avalov gluskoslaim, and you never throw rolls and danishes because they get ruined.
So you mean to tell me that when the Gemara talks about throwing the kalayos, they would pick them up afterwards?
Yeah, we're about to learn that. Yeah, absolutely. And this is where the goyim get throwing rice. The goyim get throwing rice from the chazal, from this. Mishtaburis of Kod Yotes, Mamshich and Yan Bitsinoyos. The wine that's running has to go in pipes. So Oysen Mishum Simitov, we do this as a good sign. She Moshech Shalvosan Vitovosan. That their tranquility and good should continue and flow. Umar Bitsino shall aids, Shainimas. We're discussing a wooden pipe of sorts, and the wine is perfectly good, doesn't get ruined. Sifkan chaf uhushi kableno, as long as they catch it at the end. Dilavach is if not, ikmishum hefsed ochen, you're wasting food. Sifkan chafav shenim osin. So you can throw the wheat and nuts in the summertime, doesn't get ruined. But not in the winter, because it gets ruined. The afal pisha agoiz nyeshlem klipa, even though nuts have a hard shell. The food inside isn't ruined. But in the wintertime, all kinds of mud around outdoors. So now the nuts land in the mud. It gets all filthy. They're disgusting. No one wants to pick them up. So it's wasted because people leave it there. There are places that have a minig today to throw raisins in front of the chosin on the Shabbos before the wedding. B'shasha koren osolam after, when he gets the aliyah from after. V'lo yafahem oism, it's wrong. Sherak and him, the raisins are soft. V'nosam ayadizen, they get ruined, like I said before. The raisins are going to get wasted if you just throw raisins. So if you put it in a box and you put it in a container, so that's a different thing. We're makbid for the ofuf. Each candy is individually wrapped. So if it lays on the floor, nothing happens to it. You have to makbid on the cover for the oichel. So in the summertime, when the ground is dry, they would sweep it up and they would use it. They'd collect the things they throw and they would use it afterwards, the same as they would with the wine. But in the wintertime, it gets ruined because it's muddy and no one wants to touch it. And if you throw things like raisins that get ruined, it's right to no good. It has to be things that will not get ruined when you throw them. Sifkan chaf beis lo gluskos, and never throw rolls. Kaniskal el sif alef, we mentioned it before. Sif alef, sif hey, hazork in chit lefnech hasan, and when you throw wheat in front of the chasan, tzarech li zoher shlo yizirku el makam naki. You have to make sure it's thrown in a clean place. V'gam yechavdu osam misham, and then you should clean them afterwards, sweep them up. K'desh lo yidus aleim, no one should step on them. Mishtabur sukanachav gil mokam lok in a clean place. K'desh lo yeach le'ibud, we don't want it wasted. These wheat kernels are going to be used. We're not going to throw them out. So therefore, it has to be in a clean place. Sukanachav dal v'gam yechavdu v'chua, make sure no one steps on them. D'ilavach is if not, and toel smashizak mokam loki. Where does it help that the place is clean if everyone walks on it? So they're definitely collecting the wheat and they're going to use it afterwards.